Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. Today, we continue our look at how today's headlines intersect with the book of Revelation. April 1933 is when this ministry and radio program first aired. As we celebrate 91 years of God's faithfulness, would you consider sharing a birthday gift with SWRC? Your faithful financial support has sustained Watchmen on the Wall these past 9 decades, and we need your help and support now more than ever. Your support will help complete our brand new television studio. Your support will sustain our hardworking staff, and your support will ensure that the message that God is still on the throne and prayer changes things will continue to go out around the world. You can share your anniversary gift by calling 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Or you can give your gift at our website, swrc.com. Another way to show your support for SWRC is by naming Southwest Radio Church in your will. Call our office and we'll share the details on how you can leave a legacy and ensure this Bible-based ministry is here until Christ returns. 1-800-652-1144. Now, here's our host, Dr. Larry Spargimino.
We are back with Troy Anderson and Pastor Paul Begley, authors of Revelation 9:1-1, How the Book of Revelation Intersects with Today's Headlines. Gentlemen, I'm really looking forward to continuing our discussion from our previous program. Your book certainly does a good job in exploring Bible prophecy in the context of contemporary events, and that's what's so excited. So good to have you back again.
Great to be here, Pastor Larry. It really is.
Well, let me ask you kind of a personal question. I do some writing myself, and I know my writing is personal to me, and I know guys like you, it's a personal issue. So what impact did writing this book have on you personally? Let's start with maybe Troy.
Yeah, Pastor Begley got a hold of me and said he had this vision of Revelation 9:11, and then, you know, I prayed about this and talked to my wife about it. I just thought that this could really have a big impact on the world, help wake up the world, the lateness of the hour and God's prophetic clock. That's sort of been my mission for the last dozen years or so. I was a reporter at the LA Daily News for many years, and one day back in 2009, this guy at church said, "Hey, Troy, there's going to be this prophecy conference at Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills." And so I thought, oh, that'd be a great story. So I managed to talk to my editor and to let me cover that. And so I went out there, like 3,000 people there. Dr. Tim LaHaye was there, David Hockey, and my first co-author, Paul McGuire. And so McGuire's up there, and he says, "The world is undergoing the greatest transformation since the Tower of Babel, a coming global government, caste and society, and universal religion." When he said that, I just flashed back to when I was 11 years old, and my youth pastor gave me a copy of Hal Lindsey's book, The Late Great Planet Earth.
Right.
And so I've been fascinated with it my whole life. And so that sort of began this whole dozen-year investigation. Are we really moving into these end-time events the Bible talks about? And so I thought that by putting together this book, Revelation 9:11, featuring all these interviews and all this research in a really easy-to-understand fashion, that we could help wake up the world and encourage people to give their hearts to God.
Right. How about Pastor Paul?
Yeah, you know, Pastor Larry, I didn't realize just how much of an impact it's going to have on my life. I felt like it was another assignment, another sermon, another presentation, another video. No, it was a whole lot more. In the work it takes to put a book like this together, the research and the prayer that you go into, God then began to reveal and open up scriptures to me, and I've seen things I hadn't seen before. Right. It became reality, and then it came to me that the book will, if the Lord don't come back first, even if I'm gone, it is still a message that will resound and will continue to go forward, hopefully helping people to prepare for the coming of the Lord. It has definitely been a personal journey for me. It's really increased my faith. That's all I can tell you. I'm more stronger in the Lord than ever and more convinced than ever.
Hallelujah.
That the Lord loves us all and he's coming soon.
What do you authors, you gentlemen, hope readers will take away from Revelation 9:1-1? I'm just about finished with a book on the Abrahamic covenant, relating it to Gaza and so forth, and I know what I want the audience to take away from my book. But what do you want the audience to take away from this book that we're talking about?
Yeah, Pastor, I'd say that what we tried to do with this book is sort of compile all the best evidence, important quotes from different world leaders,
yes,
not just faith leaders, from political figures and experts in all kinds of different fields, to show that what the Bible predicted is coming to pass. I mean, about a third of the Bible is prophetic in nature's prophecy. And, you know, the Old Testament's full of all these prophecies about the first coming of Jesus that were all fulfilled exactly to the letter. And, of course, there's even more prophecies about the second coming of Christ throughout the entire Bible. And many of those are now in various stages of fulfillment. In fact, we sort of added it up, and there's about 2,500 different prophecies in the Bible. And about, it seems like about 2,000 of those have already been fulfilled. So the last 500 or so are about the tribulation, about the events moving into the tribulation. And in fact, in the book, we list 50 different signs that Jesus and the prophets told us to watch for that would indicate Christ's return is getting close. And if you compare that to today's headlines, it's almost like every one of them is now, you know, either in some stage of fulfillment or has been fulfilled. I truly believe we are on the cusp of the Lord's return, possibly sometime soon.
Right. Yep. I believe that. One of the amazing things that I really love about your book, I'm in total agreement with you on this, is you argue that as end time events continue to unfold, you say, and I believe it, we must be totally dependent on the Holy Spirit. I'm in agreement with you. Then you say, we must believe the Bible is literally true about healing the sick, casting out demons, and raising the dead. The more evil and wickedness spreads worldwide, we will need the supernatural power of God. To say that the miraculous phenomena were for the first century and that we don't need it anymore, that is ridiculous. If they needed it in the first century, we need it even more. Tell us about that. This is such an important issue. I think with me, I believe in revival in the end times. I know you guys do as well. And there's so many indications that God, the Holy Spirit, is going to begin working we're going to have Acts 29, Acts 30, Acts 31. Tell us a little bit about that. Maybe we'll start with Pastor Paul.
Oh, man, you're right up my alley, Pastor. I mean, you know, when you read the book of Acts, okay, the early church comes under tremendous attack, a tremendous pressure. Wherever there's great persecution, there's great power. I've been to India preaching in crusades. I have a bunch of kids, they're orphans, as well as pastors, and they are persecuted by radical Hindus to the point that some of them, three of them, have been killed. I have an orphanage I take care of in Pakistan. Same thing there. They turn their power off on them because they're Christians and all that. Look, I believe that the latter-day church has to be stronger than the early church.
Yes.
And we'll be forced into that because of the great persecution.
Yes.
Here in America, we're under a soft persecution right now. Cancel us here.
Right.
We'll hire you there. But it's going to get worse and worse.
Yes.
And as it does, the church has to have, you can't trust in medication all the time. You've got to start believing, laying hands on the sick. You're going to have to recognize demonic forces and demon spirits and cast those out in protection through the blood of Jesus. So yeah, the Latter-day Church, I believe, will be stronger than the early church, believe it or not, because of the great persecution. But also, I believe, think about the revival the early church had. Unbelievable. Whole cities would get saved. Whole towns would get saved. Whole households would be saved. So I see the same thing happening again in these last days.
Yes. Well, I've had a ministry in Pakistan, and I've seen some amazing things there. In fact, when I first went, or before I went, I was a cessationist. You know, I come from a traditional Baptist background. But when I went there and I saw what happened, it changed my mind. As a matter of fact, just before I left to go home from the first trip, I met a man on the street with Muslim friends. He was very sick. And he was speaking to the pastor, and these men said, well, my friend's got sores in his mouth, he's got a fever, he's shaking all over, blah, blah, blah. could this American pastor pray for him? Now, normally I didn't do that kind of thing. So I remember I put my hand on his head and I said, Lord Jesus, would you be glorified in this man's healing? Well, I was going to leave Saturday of the second week. On Tuesday, that night, this man came back with six Muslim friends. And this guy's first name is Khalid. He came forward. He was healed. He gave his testimony that he was healed and that his Muslim friend said, what happened to you? We saw you yesterday. You were coughing and you had blisters in your mouth. Today, you're well. What's going on? So he gave this testimony. He joined the church. He joined Christ and so forth. So that really changed my mind. And I think we're seeing so many things like that from in the Middle East and other places where there are dreams and visions. And it's been verified over and over again. And so many of these people who have those dreams and visions, this is not some kind of weird stuff or hokey stuff. They are so converted that they're willing to die for their faith. And that's, in many cases, that's exactly what happens. This is the real deal. This is New Testament Christianity shining forth in power and glory. Troy, maybe you want to add something to that.
You know, Pastor, we encountered a lot of spiritual warfare when we were writing this book over the last 2 years. In fact, it was in late 2022, my wife, she got very ill. She got severe COVID pneumonia, acute pancreatitis, stomach bleeding, and some other very life-threatening conditions. She was hospitalized for 17 days, and the doctor told me she only had a 50-50 chance of living. So I asked Pastor Paul Bagley and his prayer team to pray, our Battle Ready Ministries team to pray, our small group, our family and friends. Everybody was praying for Irene. She survived. She made it out. Now she's doing great. And then afterward, I believe God saved her life. Then afterward, we got this gigantic hospital bill. I mean, it was just huge. Just like, I was like, Lord, how are we ever going to pay this? And so we applied to the hospital, sent them all our tax returns, everything. And I thought maybe they cut the bill by 25%, maybe 50%. I was really lucky. But then they forgave the entire bill. God saved her life, performed a miracle because she was, it was really bad, and then forgave the debt, just like Jesus died on the cross to forgive us of our sins. That's the key to as navigating what's going on today is learn how to draw close to the Lord and walk in the supernatural power, protection, vision of the Holy Spirit. We're going to see all miracles going on. I mean, just this last year, CBN News done a great job at covering sort of these pockets of revival across the country. You had the Asbury Revival, you had that racial movie, Jesus Revolution. These colleges where the kids are getting baptized, hundreds of people, and then Pastor Bailey's ministry, thousands of people are coming to the Lord. So I just want to encourage believers listening to this broadcast to join God's army, help bring in this great harvest revival. Jesus said the workers are few and the fields are ripe for harvest, and that's where we are. People are hungry for the gospel. They're hungry to know what's really going on, and now the time to bring in this harvest.
It's amazing to me. I've been to seminary. I taught in seminary. I have a PhD in New Testament and Greek and so forth. Nothing wrong with that. I'm a Southern Baptist. What I started seeing on the mission field, Southern Baptist missionaries. Now, these are not Pentecostal missionaries. These are Southern Baptist missionaries. They were talking more and more and more about spiritual phenomena. These are Baptists, Southern Baptists. In fact, one of my friends, I graduated from seminary with him. He was in a rural area of India where nobody spoke English. He had learned the language, and some of the people in the church said, there's a demon-possessed woman up on the mountain, and I want you to go up and see if you can cast the demon out. Well, he's a Southern Baptist. He said, okay, I'll go. I don't know what's going to happen. So here's this woman, and this is an area where nobody speaks English. Well, when she sees him with his Bible, she starts cursing Jesus, guess what, in what language? In English. So, hey, what's going on? This is demonic, and the demons are here. They're in Washington. They're in New York. They're in America. This is real. Praise the Lord for your book. And like I said, I'm so glad that you have that spiritual aspect there. Further comments. I mean, I love the note we're on now. We can keep on singing this song for the rest of the day, but tell us some more.
Well, you know, in the book also, we quote Billy Graham when Billy Graham said, "It is the hope of the second coming of Christ that thrills me every day of my life. I know that he's coming again, and I know that he's going to set up a kingdom of which there is no end." And then when Billy Graham died, and Jim Baker told me this. I was on the Jim Baker show, and we, between shows, he said, "You know, Pastor, I went to the funeral of Billy Graham. And while I was sitting there, I asked Franklin, what do you think the passing of your father means? And the words that Franklin said was, the Lord is telling me that the demons of hell are about to be unleashed upon the earth. And so, Dr. Lester Sumrall, I was ordained by Dr. Lester Sumrall, and also I studied with Dr. Irvin Baxter. One thing I found out that both these gentlemen said was, the demons of hell will be manifesting globally,
right,
but so will the power of God. And I think, yeah, in America, to be honest with you, this, the southern border, the migration, I know that this is happening, but what you just said was, some of these demon spirits are coming along with the migration, but also some of the power of God is coming with the migration. And the reason, yeah, I say that is your Central and South American nations, they've had, I mean, they were 99% Catholic. There's been an unbelievable move of God,
yeah,
among the Hispanic people. And,
yeah,
they're strong. I mean, they're very strong in their faith, as you know. They are not afraid. And even in Haiti right now, where there is demons destroying it, there's powerful Christians,
hallelujah,
there who know,
hallelujah,
how to take on that voodooism and all that. We're going to see the ultimate battle. It's coming. But I'm glad we're on the winning side. And that's why we wrote the book.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, the lesson that you're speaking about, and I get it too, and I've seen it, you know, when I was first saved many, many years ago, I was a partial preterist. You might say, well, maybe you know what that is. In other words, I believe that all of the prophecies except the second coming, all of the prophecies have already been fulfilled in AD 70. And you know, that group is very popular today. There are certain Reformed Calvinistic preachers who hold that view. They're amillennial. They say, we're now in the millennium. Golly, if this is the millennium, I can't stand heaven. but anyhow, my appeal to our listeners is to get into the book, to believe God, to believe the Word of God, to allow the Holy Spirit,
amen,
to manifest himself through you and see what God does. Get out of the box. Get into the scriptures. Allow God to work in you in a mighty way. You know what will happen? That will turn your life around. You know, I'm 82. But I'm more excited than I've ever was before. Praise the Lord. I'm so excited.
Oh, praise God. Praise God, Pastor. I would have never guessed you were 82. I can feel the energy and the vigor and the power of God's anointing in your life. And
hallelujah.
So thank God for you, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Well, boy, this is a hard question for you to answer, but what aspect of Revelation 9:1-1 are you most excited to share?
That is really good. I was just asked that earlier this morning, and I said, man, it's the whole book. I want to get into people's spirits. But you know, the Great Reset is really the great plan. It's a combination of, the Great Reset is what Klaus Schwab Economic Forum, the World Economic Forum, they want to create a one-world government with a one-world,
yeah,
currency.
Right.
Which will also have a one-world religion. It's really Revelation 13. It's the beast kingdom.
Right.
We really do our very best in chapter 5 and chapter 6 and 7 to lay out the plan, lay out what Lucifer's doing, lay out how he's manipulating and working through political agendas, the media, big pharma, big media, big bank, you name it. It's a consolidation of a one world government, a new world order,
yeah,
or what the Bible calls the beast kingdom. And so I think that when people get into the heart of this book, and get to understand what the green religion's about, you know, how they're saying that man is carbon footprint. And what about the cancel culture, the woke agenda? All of these things, I think, will open the eyes of the people who realize this doesn't feel right. Even sinners, even people who have never been saved, are saying, you know, I just can't believe the things are happening the way they're happening. I never thought we'd ever see this. It's becoming obvious that the world's in trouble. And we need a savior.
Right. Amen. It's so clear. What's been the hardest chapter or the hardest portion of the book to write, and why has it been difficult? Maybe we'll start with Troy and then go to Paul.
You know, we do have this very interesting chapter called Fallen Angels, the Nephilim, UFOs, and the Great Deception. And so, you know, as many people have heard in recent times, you know, they're having these congressional hearings in Washington, D.C. about, you know, UFOs and extraterrestrials and this kind of thing. And of course, there's been all these TV shows and movies over the years on this topic. these guys who work for the government have testified that supposedly the government has alien technologies that they're reverse engineering, all this kind of stuff. And so we wondered, you know, how does this fit into Bible prophecy, and could this be part of the Great Deception? So we interviewed Hugh Ross at Reasons to Believe, and he's an astrophysicist. He's got many friends that work at NASA and JPL and that kind of thing. And he said there are all these reports of these alien, supposed alien craft flying around and crashing and things like that. And when they go to the crash sites, he says they'll find, like, vegetation and trees crushed and pushed down, that kind of thing, but no vehicle. And he said that the many of the reports that they see, they do, like, these extreme sharp right angles that are just impossible for any craft we have and the G-forces. He said that many of his fellow PhD astrophysicists believe this is an interdimensional phenomena, that these things are coming from another dimension instead of a different planet. In fact, Dr. Ross said that it's pretty much impossible that the nearest planet to us that could have life is so far away, and it's so dangerous to travel through space, that they'd have to have a gigantic, huge, massive spacecraft because of all the rays that would, you know, kill life. Pretty much all the people in the know realize that there's no aliens from other planets visiting us. This is an interdimensional phenomena, and that's exactly what the Bible says. It says that there's a spirit realm, and there's demons, and demons can change shapes. They can have technologies. So we have a whole chapter exploring this, and could this be part of what the Apostle Paul called the Great Deception? Could this be, you know, something that's used to deceive humanity at some point? Maybe the Antichrist has some kind of connection to all this. But Pastor Bailey, you've done a lot of research into this too.
Right.
Well, yeah, I really have. It really is a tough chapter because, and one thing is, though, every time that I bring up the subject, fallen angels, Nephilim, or UFO, the people who don't know Christ gravitate to it quickly. They're so curious for supernatural, and they don't understand that the power of the Holy Ghost is the most powerful supernatural force on earth.
Amen.
Sometimes you got to talk to them in their language to get them to see the Great Deception. And so I would say one of the toughest chapters for me was trying to explain the Third Temple, the reason for the Third Temple, the Antichrist, the false prophet, the two witnesses, you know, because there's so many different theories. Taking the time that we do in this book to try to relate it to today.
Yes.
That was difficult, but it was important to do.
Right. Well, gentlemen, we are out of time, but man, I love your book. I love this conversation. We could go on all day, but Paul Begley and Troy Anderson, thank you so much. Just two wonderful programs and a wonderful book, Revelation 911, How the Book of Revelation Intersects with Today's Headlines. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Pastor. Yeah, thank you, Pastor. God bless you.
The book Revelation 911 by Paul Begley and Troy Anderson offers hope and comfort through the power, protection, and provision of the Holy Spirit. Many believe these cataclysmic shakings we see in the news will be accompanied by the greatest awakening in history as the world races toward the return of Jesus Christ. Learn how the book of Revelation intersects with today's headlines in the book Revelation 911. Order your copy today when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. You can also order Revelation 911 at our website, swrc.com. Revelation 911, 1-800-652-1144. Staff Evangelist Josh Davis comes now to share the latest on our outreach to prisoners.
The Onesimus Prison Ministry is a special outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries, and we are glad that we can partner together with you, dear friends, in ministering to thousands of inmates across America, and we are blessed to be a part of this ministry. Thank you so much for your prayers and your partnership with us in this special outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries. We receive letters from inmates, and I often share those when I give an Onesimus Prison Ministry update here on the radio program. But we also receive lots of communications from chaplains who are ministering in those prisons across America, thanking us for the different resources that we send to them, that we send to their jails. And in some cases, we'll send boxes of our annual calendars to chaplains so that they can distribute those to inmates who may come into the prison during the year as a way of reaching out and ministering to them. Some people refer to it as a first touch that says, we're here to minister to you. Here's a gift from a ministry that would like to minister to you as well. And even still to this day, we're still getting requests for our annual calendar. And I know we've talked about this calendar for months at a time, but it really is that gateway that's opening many doors to many lives. And so we thank you for those of you who have bought a calendar from us. Every year when we have a new calendar, we urge people to consider buying one, because when you buy a calendar from us, we're able to turn around and send one to an inmate, shipping included, free of charge, directly to that inmate. And if God lays it on your heart to partner with us, please make sure that if you send a gift into our ministry, a financial gift into the ministry, that you label that it is for the Onesimus Prison Project if you want to specifically give towards this need. You can do that on your check. If you give online, there should be a drop-down box where you can select for the Onesimus Prison Ministry, or however you want to do that. And again, to God be all the glory. We are grateful to Him for the many open doors that He has set before us. And we pray that these doors will remain open so that we can continue sowing the good seed of God's Word into the lives and into the hearts of many men and women across America behind bars. And this chaplain expresses his sincere appreciation to you, and many others that we hear from express their gratitude and their thanks to you for your prayers and partnership with us in ministry. Again, to God be the glory, great things He has done.
Are we teetering on the edge of the end of time? Look at the daily news and you'll see stories about plague, famine, unexplained deaths, artificial intelligence, looming nuclear war. Is this the end of the world? Or are these just precursors to the end of the world? To answer that question, biblical prophecy expert Paul Begley and former investigative journalist Troy Anderson have teamed up to compare today's headlines with the events foretold in the book of Revelation. Their book, Revelation 9:11, reveals their findings. Learn how the book of Revelation intersects with today's headlines in the book Revelation 9:11. Revelation 9:11. Order your copy today when you call 1-800-652-1144. You can also order on our website, swrc.com. Revelation 9:11. Order your copy today. 1-800-652-1144. Tomorrow, Larry Spargimino and Noah Hutchings will take a deep dive into explaining the Olivet Discourse. Be sure to tune in on your favorite radio station by downloading our SWRC mobile app or by subscribing to our daily Watchmen on the Wall podcast. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners like you. Visit swrc.com.